Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us for Triad Today, a weekly community affairs program on 98.7 Simon. I'm Charlie, your host. There's no doubt that hearing the word cancer in a medical diagnosis is terrifying for anyone of any age. But for parents who hear that their child has cancer, the emotions are magnified tenfold as they face the fact that their most vulnerable loved one is in for the fight of their life. Childhood cancer is the number one disease killer of children in the U.S. and one of the most difficult for doctors to treat. Children aren't just tiny adults. Their treatments must take into account their small bodies and future growth. That's why so much more funding is needed to help make advances and help our children survive, and why St. Baldrick's Day was founded. Amy Creason and Sarah Eberle are joining me this morning to tell us more about this event. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So St. Baldrick's Day, is that a real holiday?
It is to us. Right, Sarah?
Actually, it is to us, but St. Baldrick's Day, the reason it has its name is because the first event was held on St. Patrick's Day in 2000. So it was the combination of St. Patrick's Day and bald for shaving heads.
So tell us about how that first one came about.
I think there was just three women who put together this event sporadically, and then it became nationwide.
So this was that some friends got together and decided we want to do something to raise some money. And then somehow it has spread, and it has spread to huge events all over the country, correct?
Right. Yes.
Yeah, it really has. They've raised, the amount of money raised, from St. Baldrick's is over $338 million. Our event alone has raised over $800,000, and we've shaved over 1,000 heads. So the St. Baldrick's Foundation is the largest childhood cancer fundraising, nonprofit fundraising group in the country. They literally fund the most amount of research for children with cancer. So it really has become just a beautiful event that so many people across the country and across the world, I believe it's in at this point, 31 countries. So it really has just taken off.
Yes, there's now over 16,200 events that have taken place and that just keeps growing. When did we get involved in Winston-Salem?
We started our first event in 2007 in Winston-Salem at Finnegan's Wake, downtown on Trade Street. And so we are coming up on our 17th event this year. We do it every year in September. It's almost like the halfway to St. Patrick's Day point. It's been just such a fun event every year down at Finnegan's Wake, and shutting the street down, setting up a stage, having lots and lots of bystanders come out and support our shavees.
What kind of results have we had from the fundraising events over the years?
Well, we have shaved over 1,000 heads, right, Sarah?
Yes, over 1,000 heads. And our event is one of the top three events in the U.S.
Oh, wow. That's terrific.
Yeah, raising over $800,000. So we're honing in on that million. And every year we set a pretty high goal between $50,000 and $75,000 every year. And we beat that goal every year. So this year, our goal is $50,000 as well. And we are well on our way. We're almost at $30,000.
I'm talking with Amy Creason and Sarah Eberle about the upcoming St. Baldrick's Day event in Winston-Salem. So for those who've never heard of this, tell us about the commitment that the participants make.
The commitment is just $50. So the first thing they do is sign up that they are going to shave their head. They have to raise $50. And then they come down to our event. It's the fourth Saturday of September every year. And we schedule them and they get on stage. And we have an MC who comes out and shaves. Charlie has been our MC 1 year. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And they come out and they shave, and we have an audience usually, which is really great. So our MC usually will banter the audience and raise more money for our shavies who are on stage, sometimes by, you know, pretending to shave a mullet in their head or shave an eyebrow off or a beard, anything, any hair on the face, we can shave it. And we actually make tons of money shaving beards every year. We had one person come who was, I don't know, a little bit older gentleman, and his wife told me he had never seen her husband's face, and he wasn't planning to shave his beard that day at all. And I believe he raised like $1,000 in minutes to shave his beard. And it was the first time she'd ever seen his face. I was brought to tears by that myself. It was so powerful, you know, like she had never seen his face, and he raised $1,000 just like that and shaved. And, you know, it's just, it's very, very impactful. The other thing that, you know, our shavies get is really a connection with the reason that they're doing this event. We can't forget why we're out there having fun and shaving heads and raising money. It's because, you know, every 2 minutes a child is diagnosed with cancer worldwide. And that statistic is just not acceptable. And we are fortunate, wonderfully fortunate at our event to have Brenner's Children's Hospital participate with us every year. We have a nurse team. I shouldn't just say nurses. It's called the Brenner's Baldies, but they are nurse and doctor team and some administrative staff as well at Brenner's who raise money every year. They're sometimes our top team. They're usually our top team actually in fundraising. And what's really special about when they shave is their kids who they are taking care of, who are in active treatment or who have hopefully and possibly survived cancer, will come out that day and shave their heads. So the kids get up on stage, they get really excited because they get the clippers and they buzz their doctor's heads or their nurse's heads. And it's just always really special and really impactful for us to remember, you know, the reason that we're there.
The people who sign up to, if you sign up ahead of time to participate in St. Baldrick's Day, you pay a $50 registration fee, and then you or your team, you raise money. You get people to commit because you are going to go shave your head. But then you also, when you get out there that day for the event, a lot of the people who are in the audience, they might, as you mentioned, the man with the beard, they might decide on the spot to participate. So how do they raise funds that way?
So it's actually not a registration fee. They just have to raise $50. So okay. In order to shave, you can sign up on our website to shave. It's really easy. You'll get your own little website that you can send out lots of different links to share on social media so that you can increase your funds. But all you have to do is raise a minimum of $50. You can certainly donate that to yourself or get your family to donate it. And the people who just decide that day that they're going to shave and just jump up on stage, again, all they have to do is raise $50. So it's no problem getting $50 out of the crowd to shave. And the crowd can either bring cash, of course, and give people cash, but we can also take Venmo this year, which we're really excited about. And then, of course, they can use credit card and make payments online. They can write checks as well. So there's tons of different ways to donate to all of our shavies and make sure that they get that $50 so that they then can go bald for the cause.
This year's event is making a few changes. A new location is the biggest change, so give us some details.
This year we're going to be at Incendiary Brewing Company, which is in downtown Winston-Salem area, and we're going to have a stage out in what's called the Coal Pit, so it's right outside the brewery and pizza shop. And this is just kind of a more fun venue with more space for us to have a crowd, and there's just more walk-by traffic.
So yeah, this is going to be at the Incendiary Brewery, which is in the Bailey Park complex, mm-hmm. and it'll be inside in the Coal Pit area, which is kind of like a big courtyard area that they have there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right, correct.
Okay. We're, you know, and we are, of course, saddened that we aren't having it at Finnegan's this year. We've done it again. This is our 17th year. Every year has been at Finnegan's except for 2 years that we did it at the barbershop during COVID. But sometimes it is difficult to shut down the street. And there are a lot of events going on that weekend, which is wonderful. Another great reason to come to downtown Winston. And so we decided instead of going through the process of having to get the permits and shut down the street this year, that it would be easy to go to the Coal Pit. And Incendiary is going to be a wonderful sponsor. Obviously, there'll be plenty of great beverages to drink while you're out enjoying the event, as well as the pizza place, Cucina Forno, right next door. So, and Sarah, we're going to have some music this year, too, if you want to tell them a little bit about that.
Right. We have, just to kind of make it a little more lively and fun, with the new venue. We're going to have a group of guys kind of doing a little bluegrass music between each shavee and kind of just fill in those spots with a little fun music.
Great. And what's the date of the event?
It's going to be September 23rd, starting at noon.
And of course, the head shaving is the centerpiece of the event. And you said you're going to have some live music. What else will be happening?
Well, we'll start the day, of course, with an introduction of the event, talk about why we are here, and then we're going to shave, hopefully 30 to 35 heads. We do need to get some more people signed up. Right now, we're at around 25. And as I mentioned, the Brenner's Baldies team will be signed up. During that time, our kids will come up on stage, and they will shave their nurses and doctors' heads. Another thing that we do during the event is we knight our volunteers. So we're lucky. St. Baldrick's Foundation is a totally volunteer-driven foundation. It's another reason that the St. Baldrick's Foundation is able to fundraise, and the majority of their funds go directly to research because it's a volunteer-driven event and fundraiser. So a lot of our volunteers have been with us for 5, 7, 10 years. And depending on the amount of years they've been with us, St. Baldrick's honors them and makes them either a knight of the ball table, or there's lots of different levels. Once you even get to 20 years, that's the highest level you can be. And so our kids will knight us. Something else that is a little different this year is we know sometimes the thought of shaving your head could be a little scary. And while we have lots of females that sign up every year to shave their head, we're very fortunate to have so many ladies who just brave the shave, jump on stage and shave bald in solidarity with the kids who are going through chemo treatment. We also are able to do what's called Bobs for Baldrick's this year. So St. Baldrick's kind of recognized that some people are intimidated by the thought of shaving their head, but they might have a lot of locks to cut off and still be able to donate. So they created Bobs for Baldrick's, and we have a team of Bobs for Baldrick's. So anyone who might want to sign up to not shave, but cut off a lot of your hair, you are also welcome to do that. So if you're thinking of going short and you want to do it for a good cause, this event would be the event to do it at. And you can definitely sign up on our website at stbaldricks.org and then just search for our event in Winston-Salem or at Incendiary Brewing. It'll easily pop up and you can join our team and just cut your hair short instead of shaving it all the way off.
Well, that's a great option for a lot of people. I know, like you said, for me, the thought of shaving my head is pretty daunting. Is it true you both have done it?
We have.
Will each of you share your experiences of what it was like to shave your head for St. Baldrick's fundraising?
I'll jump in. Yeah, so I've done this twice. I've been really lucky to be a part of this event. I worked at Finnegan's Wake for a long time, and of course, Finnegan's did it every year, and I was always just mesmerized by the event and everyone's just bravery to just get up and go bald. And it was something I'd always thought of, like, I should do it one year. I should just try it. I feel like it would be freeing and really just almost conquering a fear, if you will, of your hair can be such a important piece of your identity. Especially me, I have really big curly hair, for those of you who can't see me right now. But a lot of people know me by my hair. And so losing that and getting rid of that, you know, can be a scary thought. But the way I viewed it was, my hair is going to grow back. You know, there's no doubt I'm going to get my hair to grow back no matter what. And these kids might not have their hair grow back. You know, their hair falls out because of this poisonous chemo treatment that they have to endure. And so it was a kind of a no-brainer for me. I decided to do it in 2013 for the first time. So, wow, coming up on 10 years. That's crazy to even think about. So I did it in 2013 for the first time. I set a big goal. I said, you know, if I'm going to do this, I want to raise a lot of money. So I set a $20,000 goal, which was, you know, kind of unheard of. I think our highest shavee at that point had been like $10,000, somewhere around there. And I started fundraising early, and I just, you know, I asked everybody I knew. And I was lucky. I had a wonderful support system that showed up for me that day, because I can tell you, I was nervous. I'm not going to pretend. I was very nervous that morning, and I, and it, the moment it happened, as soon as they cut off the locks, which another great part of it is that our hair gets donated. It's not just going to, you know, be thrown in the trash. We're lucky here in North Carolina and in Winston-Salem in particular, we have the UNCSA School of the Arts, and they do wigs for kids in conjunction with Wake Forest. They actually take the hair and can keep up to 3 inches of hair, which normally you hear you have to have like 6 or 8 or 10 inches of hair, which is a lot of hair. But now if you have 3 inches, we'll pigtail you. So we have guys get up there who are all in pigtails, and ladies, of course, all pigtailed up, and we cut those pigtails off and we put them in a bag and we donate those to Wake Forest and UNCSA. And they teach their students to make wigs out of this hair for cancer treatment and as well as alopecia. So anyone suffering from hair loss, it's a really beautiful program. We are very thankful to have them join our event every year. So they cut off my pigtails and they started shaving, and our MC at the time, Roger, who was our MC for a really long time, you know, bantered the crowd and told them to keep a mohawk on me and a mullet in the back, but not in the front, and all these different things. I kept on saying, absolutely not. I raised 20. Well, it took me till the day of the event. I think I raised the day of the event something like another $1,500 that put me over the $20,000 goal, which was just amazing. So heartwarming.
And yeah, that's fantastic.
And I told him, I said, no, I raised money to go all the way bald, shave this head. So we did, and it was great. That's the first time I did it. And the second time I did it was with Sarah, and I'll let her tell you all about that experience.
So yes, women have a lot of identity rooted in their hair, and so do little children. It's a lot for them to lose such little character that they, seeing children up on the stage, shaving heads, and the energy of the crowd on the event, it really is just captivating. And I started helping Amy in 2016 with the event, and just a few years of watching everyone get up on stage and have such passion really is just so inspiring. It was just a no-brainer for me in 2020 with the pandemic. Amy Creason and Lindsay Lewis and myself formed a team, and we raised money to shave our heads. And like Amy was saying, the days, you know, what's my head going to look like? Do I have a weird bump? You know, it's my, you know, what's going to happen. But once you get up there and they start cutting, it's just an overwhelming feeling of freedom. And not having hair as a woman is so scary, but at the same time, it's just so relieving and so inspiring and so freeing to not have to worry about something like that. It really helps you redefine your identity. And these children are doing this every single time. Every time, you know, their bodies change with every treatment. And they're dealing with it at 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. And for us, as, you know, to never have that experience in our life, that struggle with identity from physical features, that's crazy. So it was just a no-brainer for me to go up there and shave my head. It's just a fraction of what a child goes through when they go through treatment for cancer.
You know, there are people who are listening that are like, you know, good on y'all, but I'm not shaving my head, but they do want to participate. They want to contribute. What other ways can they help you guys raise money?
There are so many ways that you can help contribute. We have a couple of teams right now that are trying to reach goals. One is Finley's Friends, and Finley is a really sweet little girl. I actually work with her aunt at a job, and I was talking to her aunt, and she was like, oh my gosh, Finley was at St. Baldrick's last year. She was so excited about it. Poor Finley has terminal cancer, waiting for the day to come, and she's going through treatment right now. She's just starting to lose her hair. And the girl who created Finley's Friends, that team, she said, you know, she's losing her hair. I don't want her to do it by herself. I know that I have a full head of hair, and it is, she just wanted to be there in solidarity with her niece and shave with her. So there's Finley's Friends. Their goal is $10,000. They are close to $7,000. So you can go on and donate to Finley's Friends. You can donate just to our general wedding, Baldrick's. Our event number is 553. So if you just search that on the St. Baldrick's webpage, Also, one thing that we really need help with is that we have a silent auction the day of the event. Wonderful restaurants, local businesses in Winston-Salem donate tons of different stuff for us to auction off. However, anything will help. If you're a local artist and you want to donate an art piece, if you are a restaurant owner or a local business owner and you would like to donate any type of addition to our silent auction, please feel free and reach out to us. Our emails are located on our St. Baldrick's page.
Terrific. Tell us about the St. Baldrick's Honored Kids.
Yeah, our honored kids are, you know, some kids that have impacted our lives. So certainly our kids from Brenner's, who are with us every year, you know, fighting through cancer, some who have survived cancer, and they still come out to our event every year to really, you know, make an impact and remind people why we're there and what we're doing. So we honor them by being a part of our honored kids on our website through St. Baldrick's, as well as the day of the event. They get to, of course, shave heads on stage. They get to do the knighting ceremony. And then they also get, you know, some food and some fun later that day. So it's a break away from the routine of being at the hospital and being in treatment and just doing something fun to make them feel special and stand out. One of our main honored kids this year is Sweet Emma. She is on our website. She was at our event last year, adorable, beautiful girl dressed in a Batman outfit. And unfortunately, she just gained her angel wings this past June. She was 10 years old. And so she is the face of our event this year. We're hoping that her parents are going to be able to come to the event this year if they feel ready to do that. But we're just honoring her. We want to always, of course, remember our angels and the children that we have lost throughout the years, because unfortunately, one in five children diagnosed with cancer do lose their battle. And that is, again, just part of the reason that research is the most important thing. And so we want to fight for our honored kids and, of course, make this a special day for them and then remember those who we have lost as well.
Do each of you have some final words about the St. Baldrick's Day event and why people should get involved? Sarah, you can go first.
Childhood cancer is the number one killer of children in the U.S. And St. Baldrick's Day is a 100% volunteer, donor-powered event where we raise money through shaving heads to find research to cure childhood survivors a healthy life. And that alone is a reason that you should just come out, take a look. You could shave your head, donate $5. Any volunteering, any donating that you can do is always welcome. It is necessary. This is how we research. This is how we help the children that are dealing with these obstacles.
And Amy?
Sarah said it, the research is what matters. And what I love about the St. Baldrick's Foundation, you know, we're asked a lot in our day-to-day lives to donate. And thank goodness people are so generous with their pocketbooks. And there's so many different wonderful causes to donate to. And I know it can be almost exhausting sometimes for another fundraiser or another, you know, person asking you to pull money out of your pocketbook and donate. I love the St. Baldrick's Foundation because we can watch the flow of funds. They are a very open and honest organization. You can see where your money goes and you can see your money go right back into your community. So we have gotten multiple research grants at Brenner's Children's Hospital. Dr. McLean, who's one of our main oncologists, talks about it every year. He's going to be on the news soon talking about it as well, that these research grants are vital to their ability to continue to treat these children. They were able to hire another researcher last year thanks to the St. Baldrick's research grant. So knowing that the money you're pulling out of your wallet actually goes right back into your community to help these children and to help, you know, continue to research and try to find ways to not only just beat cancer, but offset the side effects. You know, these kids go through so much just to beat cancer, and then they fight the rest of their lives to build their immune system back up and to not get a secondary disease. You know, all these things that through research, we can continue to improve upon. You know, in the 1950s, no one lived with cancer. No child lived with cancer that was diagnosed. Thankfully, that has changed today, and it's all thanks to research. So we're just grateful to be a part of this organization, to be doing it for 17 years and have been able to keep this event going for 17 years is really an honor. We hope to get to that $1 million goal one, or that $1 million total funds raised one day. And we'll do it, you know, with help from folks like you. If you want to volunteer, by all means, we need volunteers the day of. We need volunteers to just simply go around town and put posters up, or, you know, call your favorite restaurant and ask them if they put a gift basket together for our silent auction. We raise over $4,000 just from our silent auction. So from people generously donating their time or their goods or their services, and all of our participants deciding to be a part of the silent auction. It's a great part of the day. So those are different ways to get involved. If you're a corporate company, if you work at a corporate company and you want to go talk to your HR team about being a corporate sponsor, we'd love to have you. The more corporate sponsors, the merrier. A corporate sponsorship starts at $250 and goes up from there. So there's just so many ways to get involved and to help this event and help us continue to grow. We want to get bigger every year and continue to help the kids. So and let me tell you, that first shower after you shave your head, ladies, best shower you'll ever take in your whole life. I can tell you, it feels so good.
I do
want to
say, so Amy mentioned it. Amy mentioned that the money is seen back here in Winston-Salem. So I do want to reiterate that Brenner's local hospital in Winston-Salem that takes care of so many oncology pediatric patients has seen close to $1 million from the St. Baldrick's Foundation. So literally every penny that we raise, we give to St. Baldrick's. It's not a portion, every single penny. And that money is seen locally with our children's hospital here in Winston-Salem. So it really is important. This money does go straight to the children.
Sarah, if you would, will you recap the details, date, time, location, and where people can get more information?
Look us up on the St. Baldrick's website. Our event number is 553. It's St. Baldrick's in Winston-Salem. You can find us on Facebook at the annual St. Baldrick's Day of Winston-Salem. We'll post links on there as well. Our event is September 23rd, starting at noon at Incendiary Brewing Company in downtown Winston-Salem.
St. Baldrick's Day now in its 17th year in Winston-Salem, and we really need people to come out, show their support, and donate to help fund research to end childhood cancer. Once again, you can get more information at stbaldricks.org. The event number is 553. Amy Creason and Sarah Eberle, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and I hope you have an amazing turnout for the event.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much, Charlie, for having us. We can't wait.
Thank you for listening to Triad Today, a weekly community affairs program on 98.7 Simon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.